Karim Sajapour is an Iran specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's now in Washington, D.C. As we just heard in Matthew Bell's story, there are many experts who are not surprised by the depth of concern that Gulf states had about Iran's nuclear program. I want to ask you if you were surprised at all and if you thought that Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, et cetera, would be quite so militant as calling for the bombing of the Iranian nuclear facilities.
Well, we've long known, Lisa, that the Gulf states have had a great deal of concern about Iran's nuclear ambitions and the nature of the Iranian regime. So we've known about this plot for a long time, but I think these WikiLeaks provide some juicy dialogue to that plot. The revelations about the Saudi king's advocacy of military action toward Iran, I didn't find that surprising. I did find a little more surprising, though, some of the revelations from the smaller Gulf states like Bahrain, the statement from Emirati senior officials, from Qatari senior officials, and even from Oman as well. So you see that in all the fanning of the military flames toward Iran, you see that actually the United States is a voice of reason and has exercised restraint over the Gulf states and Israel.
So if the U.S. comes off as being the voice of restraint, why is it that the Gulf states, what they say in private, can't or isn't being acted on in public? I mean, why, if they're speaking this way, are they not doing something about Iran's nuclear program themselves?
Well, the Gulf countries are in precarious positions because they border Iran in many cases. Iran has a lot of influence over their populations, and they don't want to bear the brunt of taking on Iran. And so oftentimes they simply want the United States to do their dirty work for them.
And the United States has been talking tough, but as you say, with some restraint on Iran. Does if you're not surprised at the idea of these Gulf states taking on a bellicose tone regarding Iran when they're talking to the United States anyway in private, are you surprised by how the U.S. is coming off itself? Is there any kind of mismatch between the U.S.'s public rhetoric and what's revealed in these private documents?
One thing that struck me about these WikiLeaks is that, you know, if extraterrestrial life were to read these leaks, they would probably conclude that there are two superpowers on Earth, the United States and Iran, because every meeting the United States seemed to have, whether it was with Russians, Chinese, Turks, Arabs, Iran was always at the top of the agenda. And in a way, the United States' greatest ally in helping to isolate Iran is Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, because he has an uncanny ability to alienate people and to concentrate minds, whether we're talking about Arabs, Europeans, Russians or Chinese.
So I wonder if Ahmadinejad would be surprised at what's revealed in these documents, because one thinks of Israel as being the primary enemy in terms of the way Tehran sees it. But what about Arab neighbors such as Saudi Arabia, such as Oman and Bahrain? Would any of the information revealed here cause Ahmadinejad to think twice?
Well, I certainly don't think it will cause Ahmadinejad to think twice. He's long been someone who is fully confident about the wisdom of his views. He's not someone who's prone to reflection or introspection. So I highly doubt it's going to change Ahmadinejad's worldview. I think if you're the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, you look at these leaks and you realize just how isolated Iran is today in the world. Its only real friend, if you can call it that, is North Korea. Even allied countries, you know, countries that are friendly to Iran, like Syria, like Turkey, it's been revealed that they also have some serious doubt about the character and the wisdom of this Iranian government.
President Ahmadinejad said in public that the WikiLeaks are simply a measure of psychological warfare. He said he wasn't taking them all that seriously. Do you think there's a belief from what you're reading in the Iranian press and what you're hearing, that Iran believes that the U.S. specifically was behind this, that the administration might have leaked these documents?
I'm sure that they believe that this was a concerted effort by the CIA and the Mossad and the MI6 to expose information which would be damaging to Iran.
The You're saying Britain, the United States, and Israel. But why? To what end?
Well, I think the view from Tehran is that, you know, there's this constant game of psychological warfare which the U.S. has been employing. And in this particular instance, they want to create discord between Iran and other countries in the region and other countries in the Muslim world.
Karim Sajapour is an Iran specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.